Hello, you're listening to a podcast from oxinabox.co.uk with Catherine McAllister.
I'm Georgina Matthews and I work for Science Oxford, and we're standing outside the Science Oxford Centre, which is a new primary school science education centre at Stansfield Park in Headington on the east side of Oxford.
It's an absolutely incredible space. I've just arrived here and I had no idea it was here, and it's an absolutely beautiful building, entirely engineered to attract more young people to science, and it has also a 15-acre woodland with which they can actually engage indoors and outdoors. I'm here with the people who manage all of this wonderful environment. Hello.
Hello, I'm Roger Baker and I'm the Outdoor Learning Manager here.
So what is your job involved with?
So I am responsible for taking our groups of children outside into our 15-acre woodland and immersing them in the outdoor natural sciences we've got here.
So we're standing in the woodland at the moment. You might be able to hear the birds. You can also hear the cars. We're very near the ring road, aren't we? And that's why it's such a wonderful space. It's very central Oxford, but it's very calm and peaceful here as well. So it's a bit of both, isn't it? Tell me about what the children here can and might learn if they come.
So some of the many things we've got here are two large ponds, which we've designed and landscaped so that they're brilliant for education. So this summer we'll be bringing school groups here to do a classic pond dipping session. But the classic pond dipping session can also involve bringing what they find outside into the classroom, where we have lots of technology to help them look at their finds, such as high power microscopes and large touch screens that we can share their finds with the whole classroom. We've got lots of trees out here, obviously, with lots of ecology related to that, as well as grasslands. And actually, the whole site is really adventurous. As you walk around, you get a real sense of adventure as you walk up and down steps through the archways created by the trees, and might even bump into some animal encounters. We occasionally see muntjac, foxes, lots of squirrels and birds here too.
It just has... The emphasis, I suppose, is on education, but it's also about fun, isn't it? It's about involving children and inspiring them rather than perhaps scaring them, as sometimes can happen in schools. Is that the intention?
So my name is Kat Kelly and I'm part of the team that manages the Science Oxford Centre. Yeah, absolutely. The idea is that you come here with whatever science background you have, whether you're a really keen scientist or you haven't really explored it much yourself, and that you work out how things work for yourself. It's not meant to be intimidating. It's all about exploration and setting yourself challenges and finding things out by exploring and playing.
So Kat, you're running more of the indoors rather than the outdoors. Tell me why that's important to have both.
So the indoor science centre provides an environment that most students aren't used to when they're studying science. So it's hands-on, inquiry-based, fun learning. We have resources that some schools just don't have, and the time and the skilled team to put together programmes, workshops, exhibits, activities to really get kids thinking hard about science. So all of our school workshops and exhibits are geared towards the national curriculum, so we want to work alongside teachers and support them, but also to provide fun, engaging science content for families. It's something they can do together for fun, but at the same time be learning science.
And I've just been into that wonderful room, which is like a sort of Willy Wonka sort of version of science. I wanted to join in. Tell me about that and how people can access that.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've tried to do in the exploration zone is to move away from lots of signage, lots of words and fact-based presentation. So the idea is that you might find an exhibit that's based on magnets, but we're not going to tell you how a magnet works. We have a huge magnet with magnetic sand and you figure it out.
Is that the one that's spinning round?
That's our turntable.
Oh, okay.
That's one of my favourites.
That looked great.
Again, no sight. Most people walk up to that one and they go, "What do you do here?" And it's like, whatever you want. That's kind of, that's the style. So it's about science skills, investigation, asking questions, being curious, testing predictions and being surprised at the outcome and wondering why that happened and wanting to find out for yourself rather than reading a sign, "Oh, that's how this works, press a button, It's very much a hands-on, engaging experience. And the aim for that is that anyone can approach it.
So presumably the impetus for that is that children don't always want to be told what to do. It's to what, ignite their imaginations or get them to see it a bit more laterally, or
exactly. Yeah, to encourage curiosity and to ask interesting questions, because that's what being a scientist is, isn't it? It's not knowing facts, it's asking good questions, being curious, delving a little bit deeper and figuring out how the world works. And that's the skills that we want them to leave with, as opposed to facts of science.
Okay. Now, Georgina, tell me a bit about, I mean, we're so lucky, aren't we, here to have this facility in Oxford. Tell me about how this amazing place came about.
So the Science Oxford Centre in the adjoining Wood Centre for Innovation was built by the Oxford Trust. And we opened both centres in April. And the Wood Centre for Innovation is support science and local science and tech startups. So we offer them subsidised office space and business support. The adjoining Science Oxford Centre is the UK's first indoor-outdoor science education centre for primary age kids.
So it's amazing. So you're supporting the scientists already discovering or exploring or researching, and also inspiring the younger ones to get to that stage.
Exactly.
At the same time.
So what we're trying to do in the Science Oxford Centre is to inspire the next generation of entrepreneurs who will then come to our Wood Centre for Innovation.
So I had no idea this place was here. I'm very ashamed to say that. And when you get here, it's devastating that you don't know it's here, because there's so much to offer. Is that one of the problems? It's just spreading the word, really, so that people can join in? And if so, what can they come and do?
So that's probably best answered by Kat.
Kat, over to you.
So we've got a few different audiences. We've got schools. So Monday to Friday, we take school bookings. You can come here with approximately 90 children, three classes. We're kind of flexible. We try and work out whatever we can. And we have school workshops tailored to all the years of the national curriculum. We do live science shows in our theatre. You can do a woodland walk, and you get time in the exploration zone. So that's for our schools. And for families and public audiences, every other Saturday, we have our family open days. So that's where you come along, and your ticket will get you 2 hours in the exploration zone and all day access to the woodland. Occasionally we have some extra activities. Sometimes they're in the woods, sometimes they're sort of drop-in activities in the exploration zone. And then we also do events. So we've got we have conservation weekends, we've got a Harry Potter adult night coming up, science themed. We've been making potions and all kinds of fun things like that. We have, what other kind of events do we have?
Guest speakers.
Yeah, so our theatre is another great asset that we have here. So we have lectures and talks and guest speakers come here as well.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully we'll be reporting all of it on Ox in a Box, so watch this space. Thank you very much, guys.
You've been listening to a podcast from oxinabox.co.uk with Catherine McAllister. Read more at oxinabox.co.uk.